resign while acting with Washington. Former President Trump says the year that got nicked by a would-be assassin's bullet is getting better.
As I think you can see, I've recovered well and, in fact, just took off the last bandage off of my ear. I just got it off. I took it off for this group.
And the former president speaking last night to a group in West Palm Beach, Florida. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is bracing for what they're calling a Harris honeymoon in the newly defined presidential race.
Vice President Harris has received lots of media attention, fundraising dollars, and a bump in the polls since becoming a candidate last week. And the Trump campaign is not surprised. Trump pollster Tony Fabrizio said he predicted a Harris honeymoon. But in a memo to the former president's team, he said the honeymoon will end soon and that changing candidates doesn't change voter discontent over the economy, inflation, crime, and immigration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One House Democrat who condemned Vice President Harris on the border endorses her as president.
Representative Don Davis, a Central North Carolina Democrat who often breaks with his party, endorsed Kamala Harris's presidential bid on Friday, one day after he joined five Democrats in condemning her handling of the southern border. Davis had backed the GOP effort to criticize the vice president's handling of the border on Thursday. He said in a statement, quote, "The stakes of this presidential election are incredibly high with far-reaching implications."
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Congressman Steve Scalise says the address this week by Israel's prime minister should help remind Americans the Jewish state is in a fight for survival.
He has been fighting a war that came to him. He didn't want this. The people of Israel didn't want this. You know, they were attacked on October 7th. They were invaded, brutally invaded on October 7th.
And Scalise was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports the U.S. Army has been treating pro-lifers like terrorists for some time now.
A lot of people were shocked to discover this month that anti-terrorist training used by the service includes slides that identify the national right to life and other protections as potential domestic terrorist threats. The Army has since apologized and abandoned that training regimen, but a congressional investigation has revealed that the training had been used for at least 7 years before somebody finally blew the whistle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosques across Germany. The decades-old practice had come under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accused the imams of abusing their positions by promoting support for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party as part of their duties. The German government says it now has plans to replace the imported imams with clergy trained inside of Germany. This is SRN News. Marine archaeologists have discovered the wreckage of a schooner that sank in Lake Michigan in the late 1800s.
The Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association announced this month that its searchers found the Margaret A. Muir in 50 feet of water off Algoma, Wisconsin on May 12th. The Muir was a 130-foot, three-masted schooner that was built in 1872. According to the association, the crew made it to shore in a lifeboat, but Captain David Clow's dog went down with the ship. Keith Peters reporting.
Small date palm ranch owners in Southern California's Coachella Valley have been petitioning for permission to host special events like weddings on their properties. Many small date ranch owners say the events help them continue to grow the specialty fruit. In fact, they say it contributes to the largest date harvest anywhere in the United States. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.